With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaver-Rank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The seasonal beach bus and the cost of municipal day camps will both be up for discussion tonight on a loaded agenda at Chatham Kent Council. South Kent Councillor Anthony Sakachi is asking for an update on the beach bus program that took riders to Erie and Mitchell's Bay before the pandemic. It was shut down in 2020 and never started back up again since then. Meantime, Chatham Councillor Brock McGregor says he's been getting a lot of feedback on the jump in costs for municipal day camps and the registration process for those. He'll be looking for some more information from municipal staff on that. Also tonight, Chatham Kent Council will be talking about how they plan to replace outgoing East Kent Councillor Steve Pinsino. He's leaving his post because he was elected as the MPP for Lambton-Kent Middlesex in a recent provincial by-election. Chatham Kent Police are asking for the public's help to identify a suspect wanted in multiple break-and-enter investigations in Chatham. You can find a couple pictures of the suspect on our website, cknewstoday.ca. If you have any information that can help police, you should give them a call. Some high-ranking members of the federal government are in southwestern Ontario today to talk about funding for affordable childcare spaces in the province. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Chrystia Freeland are both in St. Thomas. The announcement is part of the rollout of the federal budget, which was announced last month. And we might get some lingering smoke from wildfires out west tomorrow morning. Environment Canada has issued air quality advisories in 5 provinces and 1 territory because of wildfire smoke. CTV News says as of Thursday, there were 90 fires burning across the country, including 2 in Ontario. The New York Rangers can book their spot in the NHL's Eastern Conference Final with a win tonight. The Rangers are up 3-0 on the Hurricanes. The Dallas Stars lead their second-round playoff series 2-1, heading into Game 4 tonight against the Avalanche in Colorado. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto can book their spot to the league's first-ever final with a win over Minnesota tonight. The Blue Jays are in Baltimore, taking on the AL East-leading Orioles. The Detroit Tigers welcome in Miami. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland trails Boston 2-1, heading into Game 4 tonight, while Dallas has a 2-1 series lead on Oklahoma City. And the Kansas City Chiefs will kick off the NFL season against the Baltimore Ravens. The league says the first game is September 5th. Sunny today with a high of 26 Celsius, partly cloudy tonight, low 13, cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers, and a high of 20. Right now it's 19 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaver-Rank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.